Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Well, as you heard in the news, more vaccine has arrived here in St. Clair County. The health department taking the Moderna vaccine as it arrives. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Annette, good morning.
Good morning.
And how you doing? How you doing this morning?
I'm finally feeling better. I finally made that turn. So, yay.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed.
Health is everything. Yep.
Yeah, and now we've got the vaccine, another nice Christmas gift to receive. And the health department gets some of the Moderna vaccine, correct?
Yeah, we got our shipment yesterday, 900 doses. So we will begin vaccinating our vaccinators, our nurses, and the staff that will be in our vaccination clinics, getting our standing orders ready and everything we need to legally deliver the vaccine. And of course, it's holiday weekend. We're, with Christmas, but we'll be standing up our first vaccination clinics. Actually, like I said, this week internally, and then next week as well. And so, as soon as we can get to our priority groups. Now, the vaccine is intended and will be distributed only to that 1A priority group, as it stands. And we will continue to stay with the 1A priority group until we're satisfied that everybody, we're close to getting there until we expand to 1B. And as you remember, 1A priorities are really our healthcare workers, the people that are in the front line of taking care of people who are sick with COVID. So we really want to emphasize and focus. We need to get all of our EMS providers done, our ambulatory doctors, all of our hospital care workers, and included in that 1A is all of our long-term care facilities. And the large ones will be taken care of by the federal contracts with Walgreens and CVS. But our smaller adult foster care homes and home for the aged will be assisting them as well. So I would say for the first couple of weeks, The general public is really not going to be hearing much, but there's going to be a lot of activity going on. And those groups, and I get a lot of emails, of course, people can reach out to the health department. If you're wondering if you're in a group, send us an email at COVID-19@stclaircounty.org. We have folders with all the different categories. We pop you in the folder, and once we're ready to expand to your priority group, You'll get an email, you'll get a fax, you'll get a notification to let you know where those clinics are and how to register for them.
This has been a huge logistical project, hasn't it? I mean, this has taken really months just to sort of plan out and plot out how the vaccine is going to be distributed.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of work that goes on behind the scenes, and I can't say enough about my staff, the health department staff. Has always been expert at vaccines, and there's a great deal that's going into this one, as you know. Making sure the inventory is very closely monitored and reported back. We need to report every single vaccine into the Michigan Care MCR registry, which is our vaccine registry, within 24 hours. Every vaccine is carefully monitored from the moment, obviously, it's shipped, but I think all the way from the manufacturing down. But it's monitored 24/7, and we take great pride in the fact that we know how to vaccinate. And, yeah, it's a big lift, but it's all hands on deck. This is what public health is about, and we're delighted to finally have an answer, a solution that makes some sense. I mean, it's all been hard. You know, things like mask wearing and keeping physical distance and staying home when you're sick and staying home when you're exposed, those are really, really important, and they're going to continue to be important. But let's face it, the vaccine is a game changer, and we're really excited about getting it out there.
Yeah, it will take time. If you're not part of a priority group, and you know that you're not, you're just an average citizen, when can you expect to be eligible to get the vaccine?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of it depends on our inventory. You know, I think we can vaccinate a lot of people in a single day. I mean, we've looked at clinics where we can vaccinate several hundred people easily in a single day. So once we get ramped up with product, the vaccine product, we'll be able to open up clinics throughout the county. We have plans to be both at the west and the southern sides of the county and in the, you know, urban centers. So we'll be in a location near you, and we'll be there more than once. So no fears there. We'll get to you. I think the important thing is remember that it's going to take, at least with these two products, it's going to take two doses to be vaccinated, which means even during the vaccination process, it's going to be at least 6 weeks before you can assume that you have appropriate immunity. And so this whole process continues to need for everyone to maintain all those other strategies, right, for keeping themselves. And what last thing we need is so I was just telling you before we start, the other good news, mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, is the numbers definitely seem to be trending downward. Not just our new cases per day, our hospitalization rates are starting to lighten up. So we seem to have finally kind of gone to the other side of this huge curve.
Yeah.
What we don't need is another surge, right, in the middle of all this, because let's face it, then we have to start focusing on that again in addition to the vaccine. So this is nice for us. My staff can keep up with the case investigations, keep up with that side of the work, and still focus on vaccines. So I just kind of urge everyone to not let down their guard. This holiday is going to be really tempting to just say, oh, my God, the answer's here.
Yep.
We're still asking everybody not to blend households if you can possibly avoid it, and be really, really careful through the holidays, because another surge in January is going to really stress our system out.
Boy, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's, like you said, tempting to let our guard down, but we're not quite to the finish line yet, are we?
We got a few months to go, people. I would say a few months in a very conservative fashion. I mean, most experts feel that it's going to be late summer, early fall before the general public has been vaccinated to an extent that we can maybe start seeing some impact. Remember, it takes a while. The vaccine is helpful for individual protection, but the major impact for vaccines is the protection of a population. And to do that, you have to have a certain percentage of people immune. So it's vaccinology 101, and that's going to take a little time. It's not only time to be able to make it available, but for people being willing to take it. And there's still a lot of concern and hesitancy out there. Our Facebook Live today is going to focus on vaccine. We have vaccine information on our website. I just want to urge everybody to get your information from reputable sources. Please, please, please don't swallow the Kool-Aid and assume that there's microchips and nefarious bad things out there. No one's going to say these vaccines are perfect, and we have a lot to learn and a lot to watch for. But a lot of what I'm hearing is just plain out not true, and we can't start there. Our baseline needs to be at least on common ground of what we do know and what we can say about the vaccine in a positive way. There's always unknowns, but I want to make sure people understand what those unknowns are and what that risk really is to them.
I think a lot of people are going to be interested in taking a deeper dive on your Facebook Live today. What time do you do that, Annette?
That's 3:30. We take live questions, so we'll do our best to answer them. And also, we take questions at the COVID-19 email address. And what else? There's our hotline, too. But I'd urge people not. Our hotline's so busy with just people looking for personal issues and questions. I think we'll leave that hotline alone. Use the email. Use our Facebook page. Look around for questions and answers that make some sense.
Yeah.
If it sounds horrible, It's probably not true. That's how we say, you know, if it's too good or too crazy to be to believe, it probably is, right?
I think that sounds like good advice. Absolutely. Annette, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas, and I'll say Happy New Year, too, because you'll talk to Caleb next week, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.